Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck rolling with you here on a Wednesday. Is it January the 22nd? Fresh off a interesting weekend and weekday.
Wild midweek.
Yes.
That music was loud as hell, by the way.
It was.
Was it?
Oh, okay. I'm glad we don't have headphones on. Yeah. I was thinking that.
All right. Well, yeah, well, I plugged my headphones into the board, and it was all weird. I couldn't really hear right, so now I had to change the jack of my headphones. But
you can hear. We can hear you, I think.
Yeah, I hear you guys. I hear the music. And I
honestly think I might be a bigger fan in this studio just because we can actually see each other.
I can't see Chris's face, so he's like Wilson from
That's
not a bad thing, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I have a giant pimple on my nose, so you probably don't want to see it anyway.
But it's better than the pimple on your eye.
That's true. Yeah, is it that noticeable that you can see from all the way over there?
Not anymore. I was going to ask if it had gone away.
No, it's still there.
Yeah, you were very sloth Chris, from the Goonies.
You need to see a doctor.
You know what? I'm waiting on the referral from my...
And not Dr. Pepper.
No. Like that's the one thing I love about the American healthcare system. It's like... I clearly have something wrong with my eye, so in order to go see as an ophthalmologist, the eye doctor. No, not an optometrist. It's a doctor who deals with, I guess, like if you have to have surgery around your eyes or whatever.
So there's two different. There's two different kinds.
Optometrist is just the person who like
if you need glasses
and stuff.
I'll be damned.
So the other one is ophthalmologist, and in order to go see him, I have to go see my regular doctor, which fortunately I had an appointment already scheduled. But then I have to get a referral, go see the ophthalmologist and wait for him, and that'll take weeks to get in. So
that is one of the nice things about having not one but two parents who work for Big Pharma. I have dual Cadillac insurance plans until I turn 25.
Then you're on your own.
Is it 25 or 26?
I think it's 26.
God.
Yeah, you get the extra
it's 25 for the rental car.
Yes.
I think it's once you turn 26, it's the year that you turn 26.
Yeah.
The longer I can keep it, the better.
Because I had insurance on my own when I was younger, so I really didn't need to worry too much about that stuff.
I have, it's not exactly healthcare related, but just a quick gripe with people nowadays. Why are people making fun of Delonte West when he clearly has something mentally wrong?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Look at this idiot. It's like, really? Well, like, he's clearly got something wrong with him.
The woman who's filming him getting beat up.
Yeah.
First of all, he's out cold. And
right.
The guy is, like, stomping on him and sucker punching him. And secondly, it's like she stops and she posts it on her Instagram with emojis. Like, I'm serious. They should charge her with... some kind of crime.
Well, then the video that they're when they're talking to Delonte West
was
the body cam of a police officer.
Yeah.
So they're like, how exactly did that get out?
But yeah,
don't make fun of Delonte West yourself.
I think I saw the body cam because it looks like he's in handcuffs.
The one Chris was talking about, he's literally like getting beat up.
He's out cold, face down.
I haven't seen that one, and I do not
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out cold, face down in the middle of the street. And this guy is kicking him in the head and punching him in the face, and it's
people are weird.
Yeah, it's not right. But I see that there are a lot of former NBA players coming out and saying, "Hey, look, you know what? This guy's got to get some help."
Yeah.
Speaking of getting some help, Antonio Brown also someone who appears to be in need of some help, but we won't really go too much into that. So
he's a little off the rails.
So,
as well.
I mean, the theory at this point is the Madden cover curse hit him so hard it's taken the year off for
Pat Mahomes. Yeah,
right. That's Super crazy. Bowl. Well, I don't know. Pat Mahomes, didn't he like do something in his patella?
He did dislocate his knee, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yes, it could have been much, much worse.
And, but he was off for a few games, and it clearly did not hurt the Chiefs in the long term.
Before we go to the other football Super Bowl picks, because this will be the last show we do before the Super Bowl. No, it
that's
won't
not
be.
True.
I lied.
That is fake news.
Pro Bowl pick.
Yeah, Pro Bowl pick. I'm going AFC.
I'm going AFC to win the dodgeball game, which is the only thing in the Pro Bowl anybody cares about.
Yeah, shout out to the NFL for doing that, by the way. The dodgeball is excellent.
They should up the production value on that. Like, right now they have it. They cut off a corner of the field, and they just use it for that. They should do that, like, take it into a gym somewhere, make it, like, an actual arena thing.
They should flip-flop the production value of the Pro Bowl.
Exactly.
And the Pro Bowl dodgeball.
You could have somebody with just a camcorder doing the Pro Bowl, and nobody's going to care.
They
the dodgeball game's actually interesting.
Well, they should have the divisions square off. Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're
doing a dodgeball tournament, I'm 100% for it.
Like, AFC East against, like, NFC South, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You'd have, like, guys like Alvin Kamara going up against Jamal Adams. That'd be really fun.
I'd absolutely be down.
Yeah,
this is something they should flesh more into.
Yeah, well,
I am looking forward to it because the Pro Bowl's contract with Orlando is up after this year.
Which means it could be coming to a place very close to us.
Is that a thing?
I think that could. I don't know if it's a thing,
but it makes sense.
It's been
It's now a thing.
It's NFL been brings the Pro Bowl to Vegas. It makes a lot more sense for them than Hawaii.
Yeah.
They have a better chance to get more people to it, and also this is a really good place to host. Well,
plus, you also have to factor in that it's the week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So if you're Las Vegas, you're like, wait a minute. Instead of a Super Bowl weekend, we can get a whole Super Bowl week.
I mean, you can get a whole Super Bowl 2 weeks at this point. We already get a Super Bowl week here.
How about the NFL draft stage in Vegas for the season? Man.
Well, no, That's unreal. I've heard there's like different aspects, right? Like they're setting something up.
The red carpet thing. It's not going to be like Roger Goodell isn't walking out onto the Bellagio fountains to be like the first with the first overall pick, the Cincinnati Bengals take Joe Burrow. He's not going to be saying that. There's going to be a red carpet thing where the athletes are going to walk up on that. But the actual draft stage is all going to be behind the high roller. It's in what is current, which confuses me, honestly, even more.
It's currently a parking lot.
Yeah. If you had just said, oh, yeah, it's going to be in the Bellagio fountain, I would be confused to be like, that sounds like an awfully awfully wet time.
Yeah.
I'm more confused by this because that's been a construction nightmare forever. Yeah. That's a dirt lot back there.
Yeah.
One half of it's parking lot, one half of it's dirt lot because I thought they were building the dome thingy there.
Nope.
But they aren't doing that.
Well, aren't they building, what's the MGM Sphere? Is that?
Yeah, that's what I thought was going there.
No, that's further down the strip by where the Sahara is. Yeah, which the Terra Dome, yeah.
Yeah, which just made me more confused.
Well, I don't like it because James Dolan has a hand in it because it's an MSG thing.
Yeah.
What did I say? MGM. It's an MSG, Madison Square Garden.
Shout out to James Dolan. And the other Dolans, the Indians.
James Dolan might be the only person worse than the Glazers as owners in professional sports.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of Man United fans are fed up with the Glazers.
Thank you for not mentioning Cleveland's owners anything.
Well, yeah. Well, they're so bad that nobody even knows who they are.
That's fine.
Dan Gilbert. Hey, he did bring a championship to Cleveland. No, so he's
off the major hook. Shout out to Dan Gilbert. But
he's off the hook.
So you mentioned Manchester United, and there's one thing, another social critique that I'd like to have regarding Manchester United. I don't know the guy's name, but he's on BN Sports, and he was critical of Pogba today.
He didn't even play, did he?
That's his claim, is that he didn't play. He's a bad influence on the young players. They're like,
He hasn't played in like 6 months.
Them losing to Pogba. And like, they said he's not even in the country. He's like getting treatment for like, I think it's his knee or his ankle. Like he's getting treatment elsewhere, and you're blaming Pogba?
Yeah, he's like the last guy theory. You play.
Are you sure this wasn't Jose Mourinho?
I feel like Jose Mourinho was like Cyrano de Bergerac. He was feeding him the lines, but... No, yeah, Manchester United, you lose to Burnley at home. That's not great.
Well, yeah, like when I saw the
Never
score.
A good look.
No.
That's almost as bad as being up 2-0 and giving up two stoppage time goals to tie. Like, what team would ever do that?
That was, yeah, we can go that direction.
Well,
quick.
No, I mean, I just want to
wrap up Manchester United.
Well, when I looked at the score, I was like, oh, all right, it's 1-0. They must be playing at Turf Moor, right? Tough place to play. Burnley's usually pretty good at home.
RP the guy from Monty Python, by the way.
Yeah, Terry Jones. Fantastic. I love Terry Jones. I love Monty Python. Like, they were just...
Who was he in The Holy Grail?
He was Bedivere.
He's okay. Also the director.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out. Major shout out.
And
major
RIPs. Terry Gilliam is the guy who played Patsy, the surfer. What's the guy who claps the...
Patsy.
Patsy, yeah.
Is that in the field where they're talking about government? Because arguably my favorite scene in the entire film.
No, that was Michael Palin and Eric. Was it not Eric Idle?
Eric Winalda.
Yes.
No, he's the guy with the coconuts that goes behind.
That's Terry Gilliam. Yeah, Terry Gilliam is the American in Monty Python. Actually,
do you think kids would appreciate? I think we talked about this briefly. Do you think kids would appreciate Monty Python if they saw it now?
When I was a kid, I appreciated it. I was pretty young when I saw it the first time.
I think it's funny, and I still like it now. But I think I was especially influenced, like my dad and my grandma think it's like the funniest movie ever.
I love it.
So they're very high claim.
It's one of those where their laughter.
Yeah.
See, makes you laugh a little bit.
See, my sister and I watched it like on our own. I think we were in Martha's Vineyard, and my parents were like, "All right, you got to watch this movie."
Yeah, it's a good one. But I'm wondering if a kid would appreciate it.
See, I think there's enough slapstick and like childish comedy in that they laugh at it. But then some of the things, like the entire murder investigation and ending with them getting arrested,
they wouldn't understand that. Yeah,
yeah, like they won't understand
or
that. That goes over
Castle,
your head.
Castle Anthrax. I don't think they would quite.
I mean, there was a lot of jokes in that like Drew and I watched it a couple years ago, and I was like, nice.
Yeah.
Like, there's some solid stuff there.
I still love, my favorite scene in the movie is where, I think it's Eric Idle, or not Eric Idle, it's Michael
Billy
Palin.
Idle.
Yes. Michael Palin is playing the father, and his son is getting married, and he keeps confusing him for a woman.
Yeah.
And he keeps wanting to sing, and then he's leaving, and he's talking to the guards. He's like, okay, now, don't let him leave until I come back and get him. Right. Not to let him leave, even if you come and get him. And they're like, no, 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 no. And then he shoots the arrow, mm-hmm. and John Cleese, who is Lancelot, finds it. And he runs into the wedding, and he starts killing people, yep. and he's stabbing people with the sword. And
where's John? What other film was John Cleese in?
Well, John Cleese has been in a lot of movies. He was
most importantly.
Fish Called Wanda?
No, no, no.
Did you really think that someone with the highbrow culture of Carson A. Merck was going to pull out Fish Called Wanda?
You know that. You know the answer to this. I'm disappointed. TV, you want to just take a stab?
I have a strong guess that it involves a certain mouse.
It does. Oh. It is Fievel Goes West.
By what? The way.
Yes.
What? By 100%. The way.
Yeah.
I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine the other day. Yeah. I'm rewatching from the beginning piece. That show, honestly, to me, is more rewatchable in The Office. They make a 5-0 Goes West reference.
It's a classic film. And yeah. I also,
oh my God.
I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Drew and I were watching it together as it went through. And then one time he was sick, so he watched ahead of me. And I was like, nah, I'm never watching it again. I stuck to my guns, too.
You killed the best man. Well, I didn't mean to. Didn't mean to. You put your sword right through his head.
Yeah, that I wonder.
Great
I'm going to try to think of a real-life experiment of that.
Back in the game, when can we meet? Damn, you're a good assistant. I could get used to this. How long till he usually gets back to you?
Like 10 minutes. Chill, mangy.
I can't chill. Never been this close before.
I gotta admit, your enthusiasm makes me want you to catch them.
Thank you. Are these laser discs?
Yeah, I robbed the Tower Records back in 92. Kept my faves.
Doug Judy.
Who?
Blade Runner, Tron. Oh, Fievel Goes West?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Mouse. His journey, the story of America.
I could not agree more.
See? Classic, man.
What? What? What are we doing here? Oh, my gosh. All right.
Fievel all the time, man.
Oh,
God, the Bible.
So we already talked about the trash heap that is Man United, and their supporters. I don't feel bad for them because most of them are jerks.
Fair.
But you know, I'm constantly reminded about the fact that Liverpool hasn't won the Premier League ever. So now that they're kind of in the dumps, it's fantastic. It's great. Like, I hope they lose every match the rest of the season. Like, they don't even look like they're going to score a goal
the rest of the season.
Well, they probably will.
I think they might.
Spoiler alert,
they will score.
They do play Everton at some point, so.
Stoppage time. Beware. That was excellent. That was absolutely classic.
I do think it is pretty wild, that big news that came out today, though, about how Jurgen Klopp was, in fact, stealing signs.
Yeah.
That's not true.
He was banging on the trash can.
They caught him banging on the trash can, and it looks like they're going to lose about 100 points.
Stomp starring Jurgen Klopp.
That's
you got trash can lids and paintbrushes.
None of that's been proven to be true.
All alleged, allegedly true.
By bitter Man City fans.
Are we bitter Man City fans?
No, but those are
the only ones that came up with that.
No, those are the ones who started the rumors about him stealing signs.
Was that actually a thing? They actually came up with that rumor?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That cannot be true.
We said that as a joke here.
No, that's like
maybe
a thing.
Maybe we started the rumor.
Hey, I don't know. They said it, so.
Well, is TV a Closet City fan?
I think we're all Closet City fans to some level.
Yeah, no. Some level we all absolutely are, just because not. We do not want Liverpool to win. Yeah.
So I was doing the math, and we talked about it last week. What if there was still a way Liverpool could be relegated?
It's still alive.
There is still a chance. However, if they get one more point the rest of the season, which seems likely, or Watford and Bournemouth drop a point the rest of the season, and I imagine those two teams play each other at some point,
yeah,
then Liverpool cannot be relegated.
That'll be an unfortunate day, but it's not today.
Could you imagine if they lost every single game the rest of the – I mean – honestly,
that would be phenomenal.
It would go down as, I would say, the biggest collapse in the history of sports.
Absolutely agree.
It's obviously so unbelievable. Like the odds on that are probably like a trillion to one.
Yeah, that would definitely be more unlikely. Like if you, I guarantee you, I could text a bookmaker right now and be like, all right, give me odds on Liverpool getting relegated. It would be higher than 5,000 to 1, I guarantee you.
No, well, like, I saw the odds on them going undefeated.
Plus 450.
Yeah. Winning, not going undefeated, not losing the rest of the season, or going unbeaten in the league.
It's a juicy number. I'm tempted to
it
take
is,
it.
It is. However, I will say this.
I feel like it must have changed now that they had that the game this week.
Well, I think they won't. I don't think they will go unbeaten because
they don't have Thierry Henry.
Well, that, and they don't have Arsene Wenger, and they don't have troops on their side on Arsenal Fan TV.
Also very true, but on a serious note, they also, it's entirely possible because they don't have the depth that City's had for the last 2 years.
No, but
City not so much this year, but they don't really have the squad that's capable of simultaneously going all out in the Premier League and trying to win a Champions League title,
Here's the other thing. Well, I don't know if I agree with that, because they did that last year and they ended up winning the Champions League and only fell a point short in the Premier League. But what makes me wonder
But there's a significant difference between competing for the Premier League and going all out to win it all.
They're so far ahead of everybody.
Yeah, but they had to, what I'm saying is they had to do that last year to try and keep pace to win the Premier League.
Well, and they also threw the FA Cup and your Carling Cup or League Cup away. They don't care.
But the thing is, I think that now to win that Champions League again, and with the huge lead they have, it'll be harder to say, let's go out and go undefeated. Because undefeated is a significantly harder challenge than just winning the league.
Well, I also think that they will turn their focus on trying to win the FA Cup as well. Because if you can win a double or even a treble, you're going to do it, and being so far ahead. But here's the aspect of that nobody's mentioned.
The sign stealing?
No. Yeah. The fact that they are so far ahead that they could they're on pace right now to win the league earlier than any team in the history of the Premier League.
Yeah.
In order to get a medal for winning the league, you need to play in 5 games in the Premier League for your club. So if Liverpool wins the league in April, there's a stretch there where they could basically bench everybody and they could play a bunch of under 23 kids in those final games. So, like, Minamino will get a medal if he plays in 5 games. Mm-hmm. He's only played, I believe, in an FA Cup. He hasn't played in an actual league game yet. So,
which is the other factor, where it just comes down to, what do they want more, the undefeated season or maybe another trophy?
I think they would rather have another trophy, because to me, the unbeaten...
This feels to me, it's like watching the Russians get a nuke. Like,
nothing about this feels good.
Yeah.
Well, it feels good for me.
What also?
Yeah, but you're one of the commie bastards.
I feel like they're also trying to bankrupt Britain even further with more medals for U23 players now. They're trying to get more medals.
Well, they're probably stealing that precious medal from somewhere else. So.
Yeah, let's be real. That is a tradition in England.
Yes.
So, I mean, it really brings, because I've seen it thrown around a bit, and I saw that there was a discussion on ESPN yesterday about it among two of their pundits, where, honestly, I don't care about going undefeated. It means nothing to me. You don't get a trophy for going undefeated.
Yeah, you're also not the first team to do it.
Yeah. Well, no, but they would be the first team to, if they don't lose or draw another game, they would finish the season with 112 out of a possible 114 points.
That is rather nuts.
But I will be honest.
Good Lord.
That is nuts.
I would not mind seeing them lose or draw another game along the way, only so Man United can't say that they were the only team to take points off Liverpool this year.
That'd be excellent.
Mm-hmm. Like, that to me would be the like.
Who would you be most comfortable with them not getting a win against, other than Newcastle?
Would be phenomenal if Everton pulled it out.
No, you know what?
Then I don't mind Newcastle.
Well, they play Newcastle the last game of the season.
Oh, that would be
classic.
If Newcastle ruins the undefeated streak with an Andy Carroll hat trick,
oh my
god!
I think at that point you'd have to give Newcastle
not only Andy Carroll, not only Andy Carroll, but John Joe Shelby, yeah, and the ghost of Rafa Benitez.
Yeah, nice.
Comes back to haunt. But
I would hang out with the ghost of Rafa Benitez.
I would say that there are plenty of teams that I would be fine with if they dropped points, but there's less teams. Like, I would not. Obviously, they can't lose to Man United. They already played them twice, but I don't want them to lose to City. I don't want them to lose to Chelsea. I don't want them to lose to Everton. Like, if they lost...
What about the Gunners?
No, I don't want them to lose to them either. So those are the four teams. Like, I think if they...
You would rather them lose to a bad team.
Yes.
Norwich!
Yes. Yeah, you know what? If they,
Aston Villa.
Like, I'll be honest. Because I know TV hates Bournemouth so much, if they lost to Bournemouth and Bournemouth somehow escaped...
This is news to me.
Well, you always pick them for relegation.
Oh, that's fair. They're terrible. Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
So if they lost to Bournemouth and Bournemouth was able to escape relegation... Yeah.
It'd be a double win for you.
Oh, because I don't know when they play Bournemouth again, but
I mean, I can promise you, I would not be crying over that win. I can promise you.
I don't know.
TV known Bournemouth hater.
Yes.
Do you like cherries normally? The fruit.
Yeah.
There you go. So he likes the
Rainier cherries,
especially maraschino cherries.
Oh yeah.
Out of the jar. Those are the ones on top of the sundae. Oh yeah. Come on, son. Yes. That's the best when
black cherries are good.
Son. The best is you go somewhere and you get shakes with somebody that doesn't like those.
Oh, and they
give you theirs. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like I
Shirley
take my
temples.
I don't think I could eat a lot of them though.
Well, I take my kid to a place where they have shakes and burgers, and you drive up. I won't mention their name, but
okay, go on.
And my son always steals my cherry. He always steals my cherry.
Well, you're a dad now. That comes with certain responsibilities.
You just accept it.
Goodbye.
It's like as much as I'd like to throw him out the car, I can't.
I've never had a Shirley Temple. Are they good?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What is that made of?
Grenadine Sprite and the cherry.
Yeah.
It's the easiest drink to make.
They had Grenadine Chaka in there. Yeah. What was the first thing you said there?
Grenadine.
Which is like a red liqueur. Okay. It's not even a liqueur. It's like
Shirley Temple is non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it's a syrup.
It's a dirty Shirley if you want a alcohol.
Because usually,
you put it in vodka.
I have no idea what goes in it. I've never ordered one or drank one.
Neither have I. I can't imagine.
Because being that I don't drink, I always when I go to the bar, I'll do a rum and coke hold the rum or gin fizz.
You're the worst kind of person.
Yeah, that's not the worst kind of person. That's
next time you go to a bar, you know what you should, because I guess they're called Roy Rogers in some places too. Mm-hmm. You should walk up to the bar and order.
What's a Roy Rogers?
It's the same exact thing as a Shirley Temple.
It just sounds like I'm toxic masculinity, and I have to say the Roy Rogers to the Shirley Temple.
Yes, I don't know why they're called Roy Rogers and Shirley Temple. Yeah, it's the same exact thing, but they have two different names.
I'm actually gonna try that. I'm curious.
It's good. Shout out to Lyle Lovett.
Yes. Why?
If I had a boat.
Oh, okay.
If I were Roy Rogers.
If I ruled the world. Shout out to Nas.
Somehow Lyle Lovett gets a shout on the other football podcast.
I've actually seen him live.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't even know who that is.
That guy was married to Julia Roberts.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He was a singer?
He is a singer. And actually, I've heard he's pretty cool, but he's definitely not my genre.
What's his most famous song?
I don't think he has one that you would know.
Yeah, what is his genre? I guess we
could question.
It's country.
But not country. This is country folk.
Yeah.
Like Hootie and the Blowfish.
No.
You guys are never going to give me Hootie and the Blowfish, but we keep throwing it out.
I like Hootie and the Blowfish.
But no, they're country.
Used to send my family a fruitcake every year.
Lyle?
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. Was he sending a message?
No. My dad
sent them big pharmaceuticals.
No, back when my dad worked for Ducati. I think
the motorcycle company?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
My dad was a semi-pro motorcycle rider.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he
discovered pork roll. Egg and cheese on a hard roll.
But well, he grew up in Jersey, so he already knew about Taylor Ham.
Oh, okay. You mean pork roll.
But he worked for BMW in the motorcycle division, then Ducati. Then he had some freelance time, and then he took the Ducati job back, and that's why we moved to California.
Very interesting.
But I think he took Lyle on a demo ride or something, and that was why.
So he sent you guys a fruitcake?
Yeah.
Do you like fruitcake?
I don't think anyone likes fruitcake, but it's something you send at the holidays.
That's awful. Like, why do you send people stuff you don't like?
I don't know.
I'm looking up.
You know they don't like. Oh, you'll recognize him. Like, you'll know who he is when you see him.
He's hideous. I can say for sure.
He does look like he's got the Ichabod Crane look.
Then
look
again,
going on
the fact that you didn't know the name kind of makes me think you would not know him if you saw him.
I do not know him. And
have you ever gotten out of the house?
He will now haunt my dreams. How old is he? He's like 70.
Yeah, but he's been famous for 30 years.
He's 62 years old and he sings country folk. I don't like country folk.
This is a completely out of Carson's wheelhouse.
It's not in my wheelhouse either, but I know who he is.
Nah, terrible.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend. I
don't need the defense.
Yeah, I'm not on Chris's side here.
Yeah,
I understand.
I don't need the defense.
Listen, it's not
this is the Lyle Lovett podcast.
It's not like you're throwing out
Wasn't there a rap lyric and Something about Love It Like Lyle.
Yes.
That would
yes.
be him.
Love It Like Lyle. That was the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, that yes. it was.
Wow, yes. with a rare shout out to Lyle Lovett. Yeah.
Major yes. shout out to the Bloodhound Gang.
What was the name of the Bad Touch?
Bad Touch, that
which,
was.
Which has a which the video is fantastic for that song,
yeah,
by the
shout
way.
Shout out to the Bloodhound Gang. From I know them at least.
They're from Pennsylvania, really? Yeah.
All right, Midwest, shout out.
Eastern PA, though, like outside of Philly.
All right, a little Motown Philly. Mm-hmm. But
I had a Philly cheesesteak for lunch.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, so I was at South Point yesterday. I saw Bad Boys.
I was at South Point yesterday.
You know what?
Well.
I actually heard that Bad Boys got good reviews.
Bad Boys was excellent.
I think the consensus is if you like the Bad Boys movies, you are going to like this movie. If you don't like the Bad Boys movies, guess what? You're not going to like
no,
the
but
Bad
like,
Boys movies.
General, for a third installment of a movie, like yeah. the reviews were like the Rotten Tomatoes were in the high 70s, which
yeah,
I think
it was really good. It was good.
Finally saw Star Wars.
It was a good Bad Boys movie and kind of tied in the series yeah. a bit.
My son wants to see 1917, so I think I'm going to take him to go see that.
I
next
need to
weekend.
Go see that. I saw JoJo.
You saw 1917 in 1917.
I lived in 19, yes, I was there when they filmed it.
But
based
JoJo,
on a true story.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw JoJo Rabbit over the weekend.
I don't know what that is.
JoJo the Indian Circus Boy.
I don't know what that is either.
It's basically about
that was a Tommy Boy reference.
It's about a young Nazi. Like,
okay.
11, 10, 11, 12 in that area growing up during the war, and he finds out that there's a Jewish girl hiding in his attic, and it's interesting.
Spoiler alert, it's Anne Frank.
It is not.
Okay.
But it's a really interesting story because it's like showing Nazi Germany through the eyes of this child whose like imaginary friend is Hitler. Hitler played by Taika Waititi, who directed Thor Ragnarok. And a lot of other stuff. He's really hit the scene.
Fair enough.
But Scarlett Johansson is absolutely amazing in it.
Okay.
My only gripe with the movie is she doesn't get enough screen time.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So ScarJo, class yeah. actor for sure.
Yeah,
or actress.
I saw the preview for the Black Widow movie too.
As did I.
Somehow this has turned into the other movie podcast.
Other pop culture podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
but
like
we do
you
this.
Know, I yeah. was
as
trying to explain
to
someone. Oh, I speaking of and I could. Mention this. I was on German radio
yeah.
the other day on Sunday. And,
das Radien.
Yes. And we talked about the Golden Knights because they fired their coach last week. And the German radio station, the guy I know, Lars, he reached out to me and he asked me if I could do a 10-15 minutes with him. And he let me get a shout out in. So
nice.
Big shout out to Lars. And,
no
and you know, for those who are maybe listening now because of him. Because I haven't seen the tweet, but he said he was going to post a link to our website or to our
Boy,
podcast.
We are letting
so.
Down some new audiences.
Yes.
Hopefully you
well,
speak
when he
English
asked me to describe
English.
Well, his show is in English.
Oh, there you go.
So when That's he asked me to, well, most Germans speak English.
Do they?
Yes.
I've never been yep. to Germany.
They were very surprised when they found out my buddy spoke German.
Nice. Yeah, I could
we got
imagine.
Free shots because of that.
Yeah, nice.
You know, I was in Portugal right after I got divorced 7.5 years ago. I was in a town called Lagos, which is way down south, and it was frequented by Germans, Australians, Brits, Irish, basically everything but Americans. And I befriended some Germans while I was there, and they the first night I met them, they all bought me beer because I bet them. They didn't believe me that I was from Las Vegas, and I'm like, no, I legitimately live in Las Vegas. They're like, come on, prove it. So I busted out my driver's license. I was like, look.
Done deal.
And the guy was like, all right, man, a bet's a bet. Let's get some beers. But
Das Boot.
I've probably told this story before, but I
Das Boot, great movie, by the way.
Yeah. When I was in Britain, in London, I stopped at a bar because my buddy was off doing his own thing. And
watching West Ham lose.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
fair.
I stopped
make it a football reference.
Yeah. I stopped in a bar and I was wearing my San Jose Earthquake shirt.
Soccer, there you go.
And this guy comes over to me eventually and he's like,
are you Chris Wondolowski?
Yeah. And he goes, excuse me, like I don't recognize the crest
American
on your club.
American player of the decade, Chris Wondolowski.
Facts. And he's like, I don't recognize the crest on your club. And I explain, oh, it's San Jose Earthquakes. They're an MLS team. I'm from California. Instantly, I was the most popular person in the bar.
Nice.
They end up closing the place down at like 2, and at 3, I'm still there drinking with the family that owns the place. We're just talking about the differences between America and England.
Nice.
It was an amazing time.
So speaking of the San Jose Earthquakes, I don't know how I make this jump, but
I don't know either.
Have the Lights released their preseason schedule yet?
They did an interview yesterday with Eric Winalda, and they are not planning a home match in the preseason.
That's surprising.
The rationale, just before your reactions, it is the earliest MLS will start. They start in February this year.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's less time to do it.
Now, why are they starting in February this year?
More teams. A longer season, I believe.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then also, the other logic was they were not good on the road last year. So it was just another thing where you want to get out.
So will they be playing MLS clubs on the road?
They mentioned they would potentially play MLS and USL teams on the road.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like the idea.
I wanted to make sure all the facts from the interview were out there. I don't agree with them or disagree with them.
I will say this.
I think from a fan perspective,
it sucks. Yeah. Because even though you're not seeing the best players for some of those teams, I mean, you guys got to meet
Alphonso Davies.
Alphonso Davies went box to box.
Yeah, he went box to box 2 feet in front of me.
You guys also met Tim Howard last year where he proved that it's pork roll and not Taylor Ham, but... So from a fan perspective, it kind of sucks because you don't have the opportunity unless they advance in the USL Cup.
It's also freezing at that time. Yeah. At those matches.
I am familiar with that, my friend.
Do you think fans in Germany or Austria are complaining about it's freezing when we go watch Salzburg?
My first day in Vegas. That was that very first game, and that was the worst.
Yeah, that was wicked cold. But no, so that they're not. To my knowledge, they're not playing anything preseason here in Vegas. But and honestly, they don't even have a full squad or even close to it yet. So they're still kind of building into it.
I'm kind of wondering where they're going with that.
This is the third year of rebuilding the Las Vegas Lights.
Yes. Well, it is.
Yeah. I mean, third year.
It's a new squad every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chalice kind of dug them in a hole, I think.
I would agree. Yeah. The first year is as close to being just stricken from all records as you can.
Yeah, I mean, at least they improved a bit last year. I mean, they struggled on the road, but they were a little bit closer. At least they had games that were meaningful late in the season, where the first year you're like,
it was like April, and it was like, well,
about that time.
Yep. Mosey on home.
Speaking of American soccer, I would argue one of the top five biggest signings in MLS all time, Teacher Udo.
Yeah, he should help El Tráfico a little bit.
I will make a statement that I do not think he scores as many goals as Zlatan.
I think that is a very fair statement to make. I think the only thing that might go against you there is he's going to play more time than Zlatan played.
Yeah, Zlatan played when Zlatan wanted to play.
My concern is Chicharito is not really a creator of goals himself.
I think I do agree with that.
He's always been more of a poacher. So he is the record holder
for the Mexican national team for goals. But if you look at a lot of his goals, it's not like he.
Yeah, and Zlatan had those goals where he's taking shots from well outside the box. Yeah.
These aren't going to be the SportsCenter top 10 highlights.
No.
But I think the name is going to move the needle more because while Zlatan's more well-known internationally, the reality is
with the popularity,
especially around the country, of a Mexican star like that, that's going to be a big
deal. That's why I put him. I don't think he's a top five talent coming into the league. But I think
it's a big sign.
His draw, is going to be huge.
Last week, TV mentioned there's only 11 Mexican players playing in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Does that now make it 10?
I think this makes it 11.
Oh, okay.
He was at Sevilla, I think,
before
he came here. But he's
bounced around a little bit. And I would say, for as good as he's been on the national team, for as much notoriety as he's gotten, I'd say he's kind of had a disappointing career in Europe.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no question.
He hasn't been that good.
No, I mean, he's kind of like the Landon Donovan of the Mexican national team, right? Great goal scorer for the U.S. national team, tore it up in MLS. Didn't really do much in Europe.
So speaking of Landon Donovan, Eric...
Mexican fan Landon Donovan?
Yeah, also not only a Mexican fan, which Eric Winalda talked about with Tyler Bischoff, who works at this said station that we're at currently. And so they were kind of joking about that, and Eric Winalda was like, summarizing, but he's like, I would never have done that. Worn the national team shirt for the commercials. Another interesting thing.
That's like if Joe Namath went and wore a Patriots jersey.
Oh, yeah. But he would be disowned.
Yeah.
So he had the other interesting little trash talk tidbit, which I'm repeating what he said. I have no insight into this. He could just have been talking trash, as people do. He was pretty much saying that Landon Donovan doesn't have the coaching licenses that he needs to coach. in San Diego.
Oh.
And so he pretty much was like, yeah, I don't know if they're going to expedite the process, but he was
essentially going to be a Chalice-style technical director.
Yeah. But that's pretty much what he was
a
like.
Chalice special.
He was like, yeah, there's no way he has those coaching licenses, so I'm not sure how they're going to get around that. But again.
Is he the coach or the owner?
He's a coach.
I thought
and
he was both.
He's both, yeah.
Well, that's going to make it really hard to fire him.
Yeah. He's the technical director, the owner, and the coach. So
he's going to be the second hardest man in America to fire behind Greg Berhalter.
Right. But, yeah, so he so I don't know. That could all be complete conjecture from Eric Winalda, but I thought for him to say that was kind of funny.
I like the trash talk that's gone on between those two, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm always down for a little
like,
trash talk.
I want this to be successful here, and I feel like you need a team to hate.
It's supposed to be Reno, but...
Yeah, but who cares, right? Reno has nothing...
Problem is Reno's actually good.
Yeah.
Well,
they need a middle-of-the-table team.
I am very disappointed that DC United is trying... is bringing on Duke LaCroix as a trialist, though. Speaking of Reno players, I really think that if anyone gives him a shot, it should be the Earthquakes, seeing as they only have one other natural left back on the roster.
Yeah, I was going to say, getting back to the rivalry thing, like, you need a reason to dislike that team, and... Right, like
with LA Galaxy, it's easy as an Earthquakes fan.
Yeah,
they're terrible.
Yeah.
They're from LA.
Yeah,
and their jersey sponsors a Ponzi scheme.
Yes,
case closed.
Shout out to Herbalife. Send us free whatever you have,
whatever it is you are. You
Whatever you peddle, send our way.
They give you the opportunity to be your own boss.
Yes. Please send us opportunities to be our own bosses.
What exactly do they? What is Herbalife? I don't even know.
It's a nutritional supplement / Ponzi scheme.
Yes. Well, I knew the Ponzi scheme.
Emphasis on the Ponzi scheme.
I knew there was some Ponzi there. So it's a Ponzi scheme where maybe you get some
granola bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
please send granola
bring
bars.
It back to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's they actually mocked it with there's a whole plot line that two of the detectives get caught up in a Ponzi scheme selling Nutriboom.
Oh, so it's an
absolute ripoff of it. Yeah. It's hilarious. Right,
so FA Cup is Sunday, I think there's FA Cup games. So
Saturday, Newcastle Saturday.
So there's Premier League games tomorrow, and then there's no Premier League game tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Dick.
Wolves and Liverpool.
He's like, there's pretty much the only one that matters tomorrow.
At Molineux, mm-hmm. right? So there's Out not going to be wins. A Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week. But yesterday we had the other football, the two-thirds of the other football podcast Memorial Trophy. Why did I throw Memorial in there? You guys are still alive.
Yeah, true.
And the show's still. So we had the two-thirds of the other football podcast cup yesterday. And mm-hmm. it was an interesting game, to say the least.
So to paint it in my timeline, I was starting to write a recap of the match or a reaction for Newcastle Tunes, newcastletunes.com, and it was obviously negative because Newcastle had very little possession. They had like three shots the entire match. They're losing 2-0. Cool, well, no, so they're at this point, they're losing 2-0. Oh, they only have three total shots, not even on target. And so I'm like, you know, another kind of lifeless effort on the road. I start typing, and all of a sudden, Florian Lejeune scores his first goal for Newcastle in the 90th plus four. I'm like, okay, you know.
He learned how to bury dead bodies, and he quickly executed.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool, whatever, you know, at least you get one back.
Yeah, meaningless goal, again. You're going to lose. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's excellent.
I was literally in the VSiN studio, and I just looked down at my phone and see a notification. I see a notification first from my friend saying 2-2,
yeah.
And I'm just confused because I was like, when did it become 2-1?
Yeah.
And then I see the ESPN notifications, and I'm just like, you've got to be kidding.
And I had to keep that secret from my co-site expert on Newcastle mm-hmm. Tunes because he was watching it back later.
Oh.
And so I texted, no spoilers. I was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of a boring match. So he's texting me throughout, like, getting pissed off. It's the game, like, oh, we're terrible. No, you know, no action. And
well,
then,
I laughed because there's that meme, or it's like a, I guess it's a meme, but it was.
I expect nothing and I'm still let down.
It was a still photo of the 90 plus fourth minute, and it said Everton 2, Newcastle 0. And the header, how do I explain to my kid that Everton did not win this match?
Yeah. They also, I saw.
Now, let me ask you, because you have had in the.
We were so excited because, like, we were actually playing really well.
Yeah.
And the, of course, that day, Everton decided for their squad lineup announcement that they were going to use pictures drawn by a local elementary school.
Yeah, that was strange.
Which was amazing.
I thought it was kind of a
the
weird.
The internet went nuts.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Everton fans were like, oh, this is the greatest thing we have ever done, which still I believe is. But we were really disappointed because we were hoping, all right, we got the win with it. clearly we have to like get another elementary school and do it again. Yeah. Like, we were hoping this was about to be a gravy train that was just going to keep on giving. Yeah,
no such luck.
Oh, well, man.
You know what's funny? Like, I got into an argument with a Chelsea fan.
My day was going so well, and it just tanked from there.
And he was trying to tell me how Chelsea's this great club with tons of history. And
they lost to Newcastle on Saturday?
No, I looked up their history. Like, they were literally nothing before they were bought by Roman Abramovich. Not Abramovich. How do you say his name? Abramovich?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, like, they were relegated from League One down to League Two.
Hey, we've been relegated before.
But you're not Chelsea, a London club.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that concept.
Yeah, true.
The one thing we've got going for us.
So I looked it up, and prior to this Russian oligarch buying Chelsea, they basically had zero history. Like, they'd gone over 50 years between winning the league.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, but that's part of the problem with
what I was going to say was that they had less history than Everton.
Okay.
Everton's a team that's been around for over 100 years.
So is Chelsea.
Without being relegated.
No,
like, we've been in the top flight forever.
And that's the thing. Like,
we actually have a history behind us. Like, I get that you hate us
more than you love Liverpool.
You know what they both share, Everton and Chelsea? They did not get wins against Newcastle this week.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, I shared that thing with you guys the other day. And up until, like, I think it was like the late 90s, Everton had the most points for any club for top-flight football. Like, that's pretty amazing to think.
Well, it's also the Brett Favre effect. If you're around that long, eventually you rack up these records.
No, but a lot of clubs have been around as long as Everton.
Also true.
Shout out to Sunderland.
Are they going to be relegated again?
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
That would be excellent.
Sunderland and I'm dead.
Yeah. So that's going to be the new season of Sunderland. It's going to be the first 48 of Sunderland.
The stadium of light goes dark.
Yeah. It's going to be Sunderland till I died.
Oh, my God.
Or Sunderland, oops, I died.
Oh,
oops.
My gosh.
Whoop. Yeah, that.
Who's the team that's getting the next all or nothing?
That I don't know. That's a good question. Is it Spurs? It's Spurs because people were like, oh, Jose Mourinho.
Oh, Spurs! They scored their first goals in 2020 today.
Nice.
Jesus.
Yeah. How about that?
It's a little late for that.
January 22nd, they had gone three matches without scoring goals.
Jose Ball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they probably should have scored one against Liverpool.
Well, they also don't have Harry Kane. In all fairness.
Well, and then
he's pretty good.
Leicester smashed. I don't know who they played today. West Ham 4-1.
I was going to bet on that game, but I was like, no, I got burned so bad by Leicester, I'm out.
Yeah, not one goal by Madison or Vardy.
Surprising.
Yeah, the goal scorers were Barnes, Pereira, and Perez with two goals.
Former Newcastle man. I always have Perez.
So Tottenham scored two, but it was only against Norwich, so no big deal.
And not to go back into Manchester United because they're dog poop right now, but... So what was the story about Rashford? He had a broken vertebrae in his back, and they brought him in as a sub in the FA Cup against Wolves, and he got hurt even worse.
Yeah,
because my buddy, shout out to Khaled, he tweeted like, "Oh, that's crazy! Like, just for a Premier League match, why would you bring him back on?" I was like, "Dude, I'm pretty sure that was an FA Cup match."
Yeah,
and
he was like,
"Dude, it was."
You have to wonder if he's ever going to play for that club again.
Yeah, he will.
Like, honestly, if that's me.
Are they going to fire Ole?
Yes.
The question.
You
How
have
soon?
To.
Yeah.
This week?
No.
What if they, I don't know if they're even, they're still in the FA Cup. What if they lose the FA Cup match?
Oh, yeah, then
I don't know who they play in the FA Cup, but.
At what point do we acknowledge they're no longer a big club?
Well, they're always going to be a big club.
But, like, I mean, they've been mediocre for a couple years now.
Yeah. Yeah,
it says to be determined for their FA Cup opponent, so I don't know how that could be.
Isn't that Saturday?
It's Sunday. They play Sunday.
Still got to figure it out.
Maybe there's a replay like today or tomorrow.
So they have the FA Cup game on Sunday, and then on Wednesday they have the return game against City in the League Cup where they're going to get smashed.
Wow.
Then they play Wolves and Chelsea.
My prediction is he gets fired after that stretch because they're going to let him handle it so that the next guy that comes in doesn't have to deal with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it gets a little bit better because they have Club Bruges in the Europa League and then Watford. So my guess is Ole will be out sometime
Jose.
Jose
in.
Sometime around the middle of February.
Pochettino?
I think Pochettino.
It has to be, right?
Yeah. If they get it wrong.
Louis Van Gaal.
Oh, my God. like, I'm trying to think who the worst manager they could hire.
Sam Allardyce.
What's David Moyes doing?
David Moyes will leave West Ham to go back to Manchester United.
My buddy had a great suggestion.
What if they went after Brendan Rodgers?
Can't you find like a sibling of or a offspring of Sir Alex Ferguson? Like, you can't find anybody in that family that can manage.
Any chance he would come back?
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, the poor guy. He's like Professor X at this point. Yeah.
Well, I mean, FDR won World War II from a wheelchair, for crying out loud.
No, he didn't. He didn't make it to the end.
He set the wheels in motion.
Yeah. He set the strategy.
Yes. He gave the go for D-Day.
Shout out to my buddy Nick. Shout out to Truman.
Shout out to FDR from Seinfeld.
FDR, I give you credit. You beat the Nazis. That's the only thing I give that man credit for. He was not a good president.
That's fair. What did he have? Polio?
Yes, yeah. Polio.
Yeah.
But
so speaking of polio,
my buddy had a suggestion. Eliminate ties in soccer. After 90 minutes, you go to penalty kicks, but it's the managers.
Oh my God.
That'd be excellent.
I'm in for that. Someone has to rehire Big Sam just for those.
Who would be the worst? I think Klopp would be really good.
Yeah. I mean, the former players have a distinct advantage, but you have to do it. You're not in cleats. You are in your dress shoes.
Steve Bruce was an elite defender for Manchester United. So it
doesn't mean he
good.
Can score goals, though.
He can stop them.
Yes.
It's a PK.
Yeah. Like, who would be the worst off the top of my head in the Premier League?
It's gotta be someone who's ancient.
Hodgson for Crystal Palace is 107.
What about Pellegrini?
Yeah, Pellegrini looks like he can score.
Yeah?
There's no chance Hodgson can get the ball across the line.
Roy Hodgson.
I don't know if I'm more up for Hodgson versus Big Sam or Klopp versus Pep.
That'd be good. I want to see that matchup. And Jose. He's going to be talking trash.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be good.
He's going to make Lance Stevenson.
Like, come on, this would be one.
Goes up and blows in the goalie's ear.
Like, come on, this would be amazing.
All right, so...
Yeah, I'm down for that.
A little housekeeping before we get out of here. TV, I know
it's
you...
time for some housekeeping.
Want me to fluff your pillow?
So what is Carson's job?
Well, I think Carson is a salesman for a nutritional supplement Ponzi scheme.
I will be Herbalife. Send the granola bars. That's excellent. I really need to find it. I'm going to go and research your life.
So since there is no Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week.
Oh, no, not the FA Cup match of the week.
I'm going to go with the FA Cup match of the week.
Newcastle versus Oxford United.
Oh, no, no. I think I found one.
Everton's eliminated.
Also, spoiler alert, Oxford United had to beat Newcastle 3-0 in the FA Cup in 2017.
You know what? One year they beat Liverpool. No, that was Oldham with the owl.
Yikes.
This is Oxford with the bull.
Yes, Oxford United.
We got the horns, to say the least.
I am going to go with...
This is going to be bad.
Oh, there's a game tomorrow. Tranmere against Watford. So Man United gets the winner of that match.
Oh.
Lucky guys.
Tranmere versus Watford.
Is there... If they beat Manchester United, you have to fire them immediately.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
even think you
yeah.
let them get to the locker room.
Yeah.
You have to fire them before you get
the
there.
Field.
They blow the bus up.
Yeah.
Like Dortmund?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, Ole at the wheel. Not much longer. The rental car is being returned. So what's the FA Cup match of the week?
I think I'm going to go with Coventry against Birmingham in the fourth round.
Yeah, that's a prime
Coventry,
game right
Coventry
there.
Are in League One. I think Birmingham are in League Two. But I don't know, and I don't care to look up the standings.
You've shown growth there.
Because my other option was Portsmouth against Barnsley.
Both quality choices.
I know Portsmouth sucks.
Those
like,
are also some super British-sounding team names yeah. as well.
When does Kerfuffington play?
Yeah.
What about Northampton against Derby? No, I think I like Portsmouth
versus
Barnsley
better.
Well,
one of them has
better.
Wayne Rooney, so.
That's true. I don't even know where Northampton is.
It's right above Southampton.
I'm going to say it's also a street back in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Which
was
shout out in Tommy Boy. Oh, and you can start the music. I watched Luck of the Irish over the weekend, which TV mentioned. And, yeah, there was some Cleveland pride there. So
yeah.
Shout out to Luck of the Irish, shout out to Carlton Lassiter. But yeah, solid, it was okay flick.
All right. Well, we know you know where to find us if you're listening, but we'll give it anyway.
Yeah, Spotify.
A lot of growth in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I want to get the hell out of here. Yeah, Spotify. I got a vacation I'm going on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I'm going to an Asian Champions League playoff match.
How long are you gone?
I'll be gone a week. So FC Tokyo against Sirius.
Yeah, we'll be week.
Right. Sirius Negro is the team from the Philippines who have a former Bundesliga player. I can't remember his name.
So, Spotify, Stitcher. Nice. LVSportsNetwork.com.
Ozil might be coming to MLS.
It is Mesut Ozil, yeah.
I heard a rap song with a Ozil reference.
Oh, no. There's also a rap song with a Dominic Calvert-Lewin reference. Which is
he's getting good. All of a sudden. Unfortunate. All of a sudden, DCL has not been
Somebody
bad.
Also tweeted that they might be so thin at striker in England. It might mean to be DCL, but.
He's been good.
Yeah, he's decent. At other F-ball pod on Twitter. BGN.FM. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves. At Carson Amerk.
At TV at work.
Should I try to get one of those double scarves?
Way to ruin it.
Excellent. At Magnum 702. But yes.
FC Tokyo and Sirius Negro scarf?
Yes. Please. We will display it in studio immediately.
Yes.
I'll tweet it out.
We will all hold up an end of that.
All right. I will talk to you guys. Well, we'll all talk to you guys sometime next week. I won't be home till Friday, so probably Friday or Saturday. But
we'll figure it out. Bye.
Yeah. I won't be able to do that.
Later.